It's the morning play with Jesse and MJ.
Cornell University says being dumped, it's painful.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Being dumped for somebody else, twice as painful.
I can see that.
The morning play says being dumped for dumb reasons, three times as painful.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're on to something.
Mm-hmm. So what is the dumbest reason you've ever been dumped or you've ever dumped somebody? 571-1069. Amy, this is totally a dumb reason. Start us off.
T-Rex arms. Like,
he can't hold you with his wee tiny arms.
Exactly. And I'm a plus size girl. Like, you know, I try not to be picky about the physical stuff. I totally felt like the dude from Shallow Hal with, like, the long toe.
I was like,
I cannot date this guy. Let's be clear.
This is not someone with, like, a disability or anything.
No.
He's perfectly normal. He just happens to have shorter.
It's like CeeLo. Like CeeLo Green.
Right.
Yes. Like, yes, really bad. And so, like, he has pictures on his Facebook where he's, like, in these wedding pictures at somebody's wedding. And he was, like, in the wedding. And I don't know if, like, the guy did not fit his text right or what, but, like, all you could see was his fingers. Like, I was like, no, I can't do the T-Rex arms. I can't do it. I just can't.
Well,
it's unfortunate.
He dodged a bullet is what
it is. You know, yeah. Someone will love his tiny arms.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Diana, I don't know. I don't know if this is a dumb reason or not. Why did you break up with somebody?
Well, we went out on a date, and the whole time we were out on the date, he had a whistling booger. And every time he breathed, it went in and out of his nose constantly. And the whole date, I was just looking at this. And then finally, I said, dude, you have a bat in the cave. And then we broke up after that.
Because A, he didn't notice. And B, you let him sit there and go around in public all night.
Clearly, you weren't compatible.
It was not going to work.
It was like going in and out of his nose with every breath, and it was driving me crazy. And all I could focus on was the booger.
Did you try to, like, do the sympathetic nose rub, hoping they'll subconsciously rub their nose? Because I've done that before.
No, because we were at a really nice restaurant.
Oh, gosh.
No, I just let him have the bat in the cave.
Wow, see?
The glee, and I just let him suffer.
No, that's terrible. You gotta tell somebody like that.
Do you know
that.
How many times I've walked around here with, like, makeup all under my eye or a crazy hair, and none of you people tell me anything?
Because you're hateful. This is a first date. All right, we can't be so shallow that we can't end with hope. Jennifer, all right, dumbest reason you've ever dumped somebody?
He smelled like stale macaroni and cheese.
Like one time or just like all the time?
All the time. That was just his natural body odor, I guess, for stale macaroni and cheese.
That's a rough smell. That's a rough smell. All right, I got you.
I hope you sought a doctor's attention.
I don't know. I'm happily married, so, you know.
Hey,
somebody out there loves mac and cheese. See, you got to end in hope. No matter how weird and distorted you are, and you smell funny. The dumb things you hate, somebody out there loves.
They love it.